Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast, and last week, I have to tell you, this was a spectacular show, probably one of the best shows ever. And the reason is because we got this guy who is, what, a Skinwalker Ranch insider. Guy worked as a security guard, and he sees stuff in Las Vegas identifying the NSA. What do you know about Chip, Chris?
Well, first of all, Gene, I think we have more than that. I mean, Chip is kind of like the frosting on the cake. What we have is a really cool show with three investigators of probably what I would consider, personally, the most important case ever in the annals of the paranormal, at least in North America. We have scientists that have been on this ranch monitoring the activity, and we finally break that icy barrier, that ceiling, and get somebody from the inside to really, you know, come forward and talk to us. I really can't go into details about how I became aware of Chip and others. Chip is only the tip of the iceberg. There are other people that are interested in talking about their experiences while being involved with the managers of that particular ranch facility in Utah. I can't really go into much detail, but I have seen enough documentation and things that totally pass my credulity test and my litmus test for viability in terms of a real source. And, you know, I hate to sound all cryptic and everything, but there are legal issues involved here, as I'm sure some of our listeners are aware. These people have signed non-disclosure agreements, and by coming forward, they're violating those. So I really have to be careful from a legal standpoint of how much I say. But let's put it this way. You know, Gene, I've been involved in this line of investigative work for a while, and there are certain levels of credibility that need to be met in my mind. And Chip is one of a number of sources that have met this particular litmus test. Let's put it that way.
And we have to understand, with someone like Bob Bigelow in charge of what goes on at Skinwalker.
Well, ostensibly so, but that's why I'm even more...
That makes disclosure very difficult, because he puts strict control over the information that comes out. When he tried to do that deal with MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, where he gave them money, it was going to be everything going in and very little coming out.
Well, how about his arrangement, a rumored arrangement? I've never seen documentation of this, but it's rumored that Bigelow also has a sweetheart deal with the FAA, and they are funneling potential UFO reports to his organization. That never came up on the show, but that's something that a few people have heard, I'm sure, out there on the grapevine. I'd like to get one of our listeners to come up with some documentation to establish, you know, this alleged rumored relationship.
Well, one of the things about keeping secrecy, if you funnel it through private industry,
it's
one sure way that...
Oh,
even
yeah.
if things are disclosed accidentally through freedom of information documents, etc., the real secrecy is kept under black project money. I mean, as we learned about government, they don't keep track of every dollar that goes in and out of that place.
Right. What's the latest? The budget had $2 billion that were earmarked for the Defense Department, and they're saying we didn't ask for that.
Yeah. I think that's $2 trillion. It's even worse. They want to add... in the budget, $2 trillion for the Defense Department because of these cuts.
$2 trillion?
$2 trillion, yeah. You know, what's a zero among friends?
Oh. Ow!
Yeah, what's a zero among friends?
Yeah.
And the Pentagon says, well, we don't need it. But, of course, you have to think even the money they do get. There's a lot of waste going on there. And it's so easily to move things off book. I mean, how do they finance the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war during the previous administration? It was off the books. And that's something that costs, what, a couple of trillion dollars? You do that with something like spending money and sending it to private industry for special projects.
Right. Well, we know a lot of that money is funneled into exotic technology development, special projects, black projects, however you want to earmark it or call it. I'm sure the underground facility installation budget has been... substantial over the years. It just really goes to show you, Gene, that we're living that Chinese curse of interesting times. This type of fiscal irresponsibility and lack of transparency, it just can't go on anymore. I'm I'm beside myself with consternation about much of what goes on in this country, but we're getting off topic.
Right. I think it started with just talking about Skinwalker Ranch and what went on there.
Right.
And what association someone like a Bob Bigelow would have. We're talking about somebody worth about $1 billion, a rich private investor who is capable of getting involved in all sorts of transactions. And you have to think he's small potatoes compared to someone like the Koch brothers or Warren Buffett or
right.
Bill Gates. They have many billions of dollars, and we don't know that they can't stick a few billion into one venture or another. And some of that may come back to what we're doing here. I mean,
yeah.
Paul Allen, one of the Microsoft co-founders, is
Man,
interested
that would
in
be
the
nice
space
if
program.
Some of it came back in my direction.
I'll tell you, we'll make a bid. You know, imagine if someone just came over and came to the PowerCast and said, I'm going to promote your show. Here's $100 million.
Yeah, listeners, take notes.
Very closely. Here's $100 million. You two hosts don't have to starve and have to suffer with tiny paychecks. You get the real money.
Well, I ain't starving.
Sure.
Tiny paychecks, I mean, that's...
Gee. I mean, listen, they're paying Rush Limbaugh $40 million a year. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's just to cover his OxyContin.
Is that all it is? Is that all there is? I wonder what, for example, Alex Jones, who's the flagship act at GCN Network, what does he get? He gets a few million, of course.
I would think Alex makes some serious scratch, yeah.
Even George Norrie. Let me yawn. George Norrie, or as we call him, George Snorri. Sure, he's making, what, $5 million from ghost to ghost, boring
right.
people to death?
Yep. Well, in the meantime, we do have a show to do today, and I'm happy to announce that we have a couple of co-speakers at the upcoming UFOCon conference, September 15th and 16th and 17th in San Francisco. I will be there. I kind of got lassoed into this gig without knowing some of the other speakers, I must say. I don't want to sound, what would be the word?
Well, they're sending you a plane ticket, right?
They're sending me a plane ticket.
And you're going to go to San Francisco without
but
flowers in your hair.
I have never spoke, or met, for that matter, Alfred Weber, Laura Eisenhower, what's his name, Andrew Basaggio. I've never met these individuals, and I'm going to be sharing the podium with them. Do you think I should bring my trickster hat and maybe play a little, have some fun and games, or for the True Believer Kool-Aid?
Sure, I think that'd be worthwhile. But I mean, you know, you're not the first one. Stanton Friedman has been on stage with people whose beliefs might be considered
well.
Well,
Richard Dolan's going to be there, and
sure.
also our two guests, Ruben Uarte and. Well, there's going to be some good speakers there as well. Richard Dolan will be there. Michael Schratt, whose aerospace investigative work I admire. Ruben Uarte and Harry Drew, our two guests today, are also going to be speaking. And I'm looking forward to talking to Harry, number one, because of the news that's been out here recently about new information about the Kingman UFO crash. And, of course, Ruben is always involved in some really cool stuff. He's also putting on a conference down in Presidio, Texas, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And it's going to be a good show, and I'm looking forward to touching bases with these guys once I'm out in San Francisco and of course, meeting up with Rich Dolan again. And this is going to be fun, and we're going to have a good show.
So I want to know, again, that Kingman, Arizona is not just the place I stop for some coffee when I'm traveling to Las Vegas. We're going to be interested in that.
No, actually, Kingman has a really interesting history. I did a haunted site investigation there at a particular hotel in town. That
so I should have stayed on. I should have stayed on. And maybe one of these days on the road from Phoenix to Las Vegas, I'll stop at Kingman, I'll investigate something, and then I'll get abducted. No, that's not quite the way I intended it. And I suppose some of our listeners would be glad if I'm abducted during a trip of that nature. But things do happen to me. But not quite that drastic. We have Ruben Uarte and Harry Drew coming up next. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out as seenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,696.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,738.28, $869.14 for a half ounce, or $434.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,738.28, $869.14, and $434.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we have Harry Drew joining us. Ruben Yorte is going to be on just a little bit later. Now, Harry is known very much because of the Kingman UFO crashes. We're talking about Kingman, Arizona, and as Chris mentioned in our previous segment, Kingman, Arizona has been the site of lots of interesting paranormal events. But let's just start with the UFO crashes. And we hear, of course, about Roswell and, to a lesser degree, about Aztec. Harry Drew, tell us, why should we be interested in the possibility of a crash at Kingman, Arizona? Tell us more.
I think probably Well, I need to give you a little explanation here, but the number one reason to be interested in the Kingman UFO crashes, plural, is that I have found the sites. And a former museum director and curator of history, archaeology, and anthropology, a historian with published books going back 40 years, and using the methodology and professional protocol that is required of my profession. I did that in regard to the Kingman crash story beginning in 2006. I live near Kingman, and so it's like common knowledge to the older set that are here. And so I began the process of looking at some of the things online and quickly determined what I label as exaggerators and the various stories about it, and I had to go to places where you can really get hard, reliable data, museums, research libraries, Bureau of Land Management, USGS, different places to where I could start gathering documentation dating back to 1856 and walk it forward, because I needed to know simple things that everyone that does real research needs to know about an area, as far as what roads actually existed in 1953, and then take the mindset of how things are in 1953. This is retro, and it's very important from the sense that all of the UFO stories seem to come from, and the incidents date back to 1947 with the Roswell crash. And if we don't understand the validity and the evidence that's involved in early crashes, it's going to be an extreme challenge to try to make sense of anything happening now. And technology changed, and as it changed, people's thinking about what they're going to see or how what they're supposed to be able to see in UFOs changes with it. And the very earliest drawings in the previous century of UFOs, which are machines, and they, to make them look streamlined, they do drawings of those back then showing bridge rivets that were used on what were considered contemporary iron bridges to replace bolts. So,
well, here you bring up a really good point. You bring up a really good point that the technology that's observed by witnesses tend to mirror the level of technology of the time, if not maybe a little ahead of that. So I think your point is well taken, and Paracast listeners are pretty up to speed and pretty sophisticated, I must say. And that's one element that we've been talking about for years now, is the witnesses seem to be painting in details, and they tend to progress and change as the years go by. So that's a really interesting point. I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
No, it's welcome. And but it's just an example of something that that I looked at, and you really have to get a grasp of this. And we really have some people out in la-la land of the Internet who profess to be experts on Kingman, and it's just amazing. One of them said, if a UFO crash isn't in the newspaper, like your local newspaper, then it never happened. And if it's not in the paper, that just means that because it's top secret, it never made it in the paper.
Right.
You know, I mean, the reality of it. But anyway, let me jump over to the fact there were very credible witnesses in, who were on site at the Kingman crash, and who have been demonized, unfortunately, or minimalized at the very least.
Well, Harry, we're going to get into all that. We've got plenty of time to dive in. Let's start back at the beginning. Where do we get our first indication that there was an unusual event, or events, actually, in Kingman? Let's kind of take our first-time listeners, people that aren't up to speed on this particular case, and kind of bring them up to speed quickly. Let's start at the beginning.
Okay, picture Mayberry, USA, the old Andy Griffith show, okay? And we're talking late 1940s, early into 1953, and Kingman, Arizona, 3,500 people, good people, a lot of hardworking miners involved, but they're out in the hinterland because that's where the mines are, and Kingman was kind of a hub, and it basically had two roads, and ultimately had all the way up to three, sort of 2.5 by 1953. But in 1947, we have Roswell, July 2, very famous. We all know about Roswell. Nobody here in the Southwest knew a thing about Roswell at all. There's no television. They had very poor
communication. Well, there was television, but it wasn't really seen that much in the small towns. It was largely confined to larger cities.
Well, the story was killed the next day by the military denying it was a saucer and et cetera. But it never made it here. But here's the point. 5 days later, July 7th, 1947, two businessmen are flying in a private plane back to the Kinlan Municipal Airport because it was no longer a military base. It had stopped being a military base in 45. And they're flying back, and all of a sudden they come under major attack by close, almost ramming flying discs.
You're
and
saying attack. I need to ask you to hold on. Let's talk about that. Attack, you mean that these craft actually attacked one of ours?
They didn't. They weren't firing weapons. I'm not implying that, nor is that stated in the documentation. What happened was, and they're talking from air to ground, air to the tower, okay, the civilian tower, and they're scared out of their wits because they're being buzzed at close quarters by multiple UFOs, and they landed safely. And the scenario is, by then, this is Mayberry, 1947, you know, Kinlan, Arizona, and the local reporter with a pencil above his ear hears about this, and he's out there to talk to him when they land, and it's almost like they're kissing the ground to be able to get out of the plane because they thought they were going to die. And they were UFOs. Nobody else knows this, okay, because it didn't go out on the AP wire or end up on CNN or any of those things because it didn't exist much.
Well, we have the AP wire, of course, and we have the UPI wire, but we surely didn't have CNN, which is what came out in the 1980s. So this is a time where a lot of events could have happened and not be in the 24/7 news cycle as we are now. We're going to get into more of that in a moment. We have Harry Drew, and we're focusing on reports of UFO crashes in Kinlan, Arizona in 1953. It's 6 years after Roswell. Reuben Yarte is going to join us a little bit later on the show with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
This is Kurt Sutherland, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, our guests are Harry Drew and Ruben Yarte, who will be speaking with us momentarily. He is, by the way, talking to us from his car, but he assures us it's safe and that he's not doing anything dangerous.
Hey, Gene, he's a California driver, so
on the other hand,
comes with the territory.
Well, there you go. If you're a California
driver, I think it's
illegal,
driver, actually, but we won't tell.
We're not saying anything. He's probably doing hands-free, so that's it. He's not really holding that cell phone in his hand. So, Harry, you and I were basically engaged in putting together the early information about the Kingman crash and painting a picture of what the United States was like then, because we're talking about Mayberry, USA, traditional small-town America. We didn't have the 24/7 communications that we have today. You know, we had TV, but not quite as much. We had Captain Video on TV if you wanted to see science fiction. This is 2 years after The Day of the Earth Stood Still came out. We didn't have 24/7 cable. We didn't have FM radio. It was still, you know, in testing. Does that kind of cover it right there, Harry?
It does. I said AP, and
UPI.
I'm used to, because of my research, they called it Associated Press.
Right.
So they didn't bother with the acronym. I will tell you this, that the entire story of the two pilots of the bus was on the front page of the Kingman Daily Minor newspaper, which will be about 130 years old this year or next. And the following day in Prescott, Arizona, with 100 miles of Kingman, there were a swarm of flying discs seen, and then an interesting thing from Associated Press that said tabulators had figured, after checking with all the 48 states at the time, that 41 of the states out of 48 states were already being buzzed by UFOs, flying discs. And even more importantly to me, this being about 5 or 6 days, rather, away from Roswell, an official spokesman for the Army Air Force in Washington admitted to flying saucers and indicated that they lacked sufficient equipment to blanket the nation to protect us. How's that? I've never heard of that before, and I'm holding it in my hand, you know, and okay, so that's the stage of 1947. We move up to 1953. The military has been gone for 8 years. There's no presence here other than three separate radar systems set up, and there's experimentation going on with engineers to try to develop a bigger and more powerful range until the new radar system coming out in 1955 will be there. And so they're overdriving the radar, and my consulting engineer, who, by the way, designed the flight control system that was used and was with James Cameron 6 months ago, and look, he's been out to the sites with me and examined some physical evidence and everything that I have, but he did computations in regard to the radar here. It figures in very importantly, and what they were trying to do is increase the range to about 150 miles. Normal range, 25 miles, you want 50, you double. They were trying to run systems overdriven by about 24 times.
We're getting too technical here. Overdriving a system means that basically you're taking equipment and running it way beyond its design limits.
And it was killing birds in flight. Locals complained because birds were being shot out of the air by high-energy microwave radiation.
Are you suggesting, Harry, that it's these super-active radar units that possibly were responsible for bringing down craft?
The Air Force thought that enough that they wrote it down in an internal communication.
Harry, you said internal communication. Is this something you have a copy of?
That particular letter you can find quite easily I think it's on the cover jacket of one of Dr. Greer's books. You know, everybody knows about this.
Right.
Wondered if why they went down was why it was because of the radar. And what happened in here was this is on a flyway for UFOs. It still is a flyway for UFOs. We have UFOs here still. And one morning, all these stations, which were set up in a triangular layout, okay, they turned on the radar, and here came the next UFO, and whatever it did to what was described to me by a living witness who was one of the Air Force recovery team who were flown here, and they basically flew right into this net or triangular frequency and it caused some kind of problem. And the first one went down on the 18th of May. It landed. It did not crash. And for those people who don't believe in the Kingman crash and who believe in the Area 51 UFO reverse engineering project, I have to tell you that the UFO at Area 51 and S4 everyone has talked about and was being reverse engineered is the Kingman UFO craft.
Okay, now we're adding a lot of details here, a lot of details. It's not just a simple thing because we now have several different factors here that we have to contend with. One, we have a crash of a UFO. Then we have it going to Area 51, which we would certainly want to see how you support that when we get to that level.
Okay. Gene, you said it landed. It didn't crash.
Okay, so it landed. It didn't crash.
It landed. That's
okay,
correct.
Okay, so it landed, but it stayed there is what you're saying. Did it take off or did it stay there?
No, it didn't take off. There was a team assembled, 15 specialists who basically were working on upshot, knothole, a country flat, Nevada bomb testing going on. A doctor ahead of the project sent one of these specialists who became a witness to this and made statements to the researcher Raymond Fowler. The man's name was Arthur Stansel. He had a degree in physics and mathematics and engineering, and he really was into highly top-secret work. And he met with a bus at Phoenix after being flown from Indian Hills Air Force Base, and they were bussed out to the site near Kingman. They arrived in the dark, and there it sat, and it didn't have a scratch on it. The crew had been picked up by the Advanced Air Force Recovery Team and immediately sent on to Groom Lake.
Okay, now I need to ask you a lot of questions here because there are several thousand.
Okay,
they were sent to Groom Lake in 53?
I had a living witness, now deceased, a retired four-bird U.S. Air Force colonel and test pilot in the United States Air Force who was on 6 recoveries. This was one of them. And he said to me, to my face, don't you let anybody try to tell you that they were taking the right Patterson, because they were not. They were taken straight up to Groom Lake. Groom Lake, the facility that was at Groom Lake, was a former Army Air Force base, and it was handed off to Edwards as an annex for the experimental work that was going on with Edwards. And they became, it became, as we know, Area 51. And
okay,
that,
so this
and
was not Area 51.
Excuse me,
we're going ahead of ourselves here. This was not Area 51 at this particular point in time.
No, it's Groom Lake. It's a retired Air Force military base that was handed off to Edwards. Edwards didn't sit around on their laurels. They began doing stuff with the base immediately, and then he got major funding in 1955. You can check it out. It's a congressional fact. You know, the money was handed down to the military to upgrade, and new radar systems were done. The radar, the three that were here in 53 were removed in 1955, and a massive, almost like a backscatter came in. That from that is still here. Okay, I mean, you can see it. You can drive right down Old Town Kingman, and it's right there, and it had to have cooked or gave a lot of people cancer and all kinds of problems, because it's right smack in the middle of the old town.
Well, no, I understand you were really going far afield. I want to get back to the core case, because we've added lots of details here, and we first have to see, obviously, that this landed but didn't take off again, so maybe it's not a crash, but it could be a crash landing that damaged the craft. We have to ask a lot more questions. Harry Drew.
It didn't.
I need to do the break.
It didn't.
I need to do it. Harry Drew, Ruben Yarte, joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We have Ruben Yorte, who will be speaking in a few moments, speaking from his motor vehicle, safely, we understand. We have Harry Drew, and we're focusing with Dean and Chris on the PowerCast on the report of a UFO landing at Kingman. Now, you're saying here it didn't crash, Harry, but it didn't take off, which I guess is unusual. You kind of think, if this craft just landed, why didn't it take off again?
Well,
it wasn't damaged.
Yeah, it was disabled.
Okay, so it's a crash landing.
What do we, I want to find out, what about this recovery team? I mean, how many entities were aboard? How was the, put into custody scenario played out? I mean, I'm a little confused on those details, too.
Harry?
Somebody. Yeah, Harry, I'm talking to you, man.
Okay.
You said that
okay.
the pilots were taken into some sort of custody, right?
Yep. Yeah. All right. But absolutely. The crew, the description of the crew is interesting as well. The crew was actually outside the craft. The craft did not crash. The craft went a few miles before whatever was wrong with it caused it to descend, and they made a landing in an area that the specialist that came there along with 40 scientists to look at later, and he didn't see the aliens, but the craft was described as basically at a slight tilt. I have drawings of the craft from the time.
Harry, are we talking about local eyewitnesses, or are we talking about official?
There were 12 local eyewitnesses to this, and there were as many as 15 local witnesses, including the rancher Leonard Neal, who saw the Red Lake vehicle come down 4 days later. That one crashed. It ricocheted off the top of a butte.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about the initial event.
All right. There was no military presence here other than radar operators and some engineers. They couldn't do anything about it. They knew the thing went down, but there was nothing. So the advance team came, they immediately got
secret. How long did it take them to be notified and arrive on site?
About the time the craft hit the ground, they were already assembling. All right. And they had to fly. It took them about 2 hours to get to Kingman. They trucked straight out.
Okay, so within 2 hours of that thing alighting on the ground, the government, the military, was present on site.
Their response time was very fast. There were already military police en route, and they cordoned off and set a perimeter there before the sunset on the 18th of May. It did not happen at night. Then they started quickly trying to determine where they could get equipment to recover the craft and get it out of there. It was very special because it was whole. It wasn't damaged. The crew left and was taken to Green Lake. That's outside of the periphery of what I'm trying to check into. You know, how long they were there, where they went after, I don't know. I didn't investigate it. I'm trying to find out about what happened.
Harry, how much do we know about the actual apprehension scenario that went on between military personnel and the crew of the craft? I mean, what do we know about that particular chain?
I know the physical description. I know that there was a verbal in English conversation with one who seemed to represent the other three. It wasn't telepathic, it was just talking.
So you're saying one of the three crew members from this craft were able to speak and understand English?
Based on the information supplied to me by Colonel, retired and now deceased Colonel Wendell Stevens, who was amongst the recovery team, and who was still awed by the fact when he told me about this during an interview, his first reaction was their description, and it was they were human. That's how he described them. And he said they were about...
Did they have German accents?
To me. Huh?
Did they have German accents? Like, what do you do with your radar?
Hey, listen, not what he told me, okay? And everyone that I interview, as a historian, everyone needs to understand, and it'll be in the book where you can see it, and it's in hidden in plain sight, the King of UFO Crashers, is that when I do an interview with humans that are alive, our people here and now, it's as told to me. So if they have a perspective that is different than I might have, they're going to share that. And that's what I'm conveying to you. These aren't my words. They are his words.
I understand that, Harry, but you've given a lot of ammunition to the man-made UFO enthusiasts that read books
Let
by Joseph Farrell.
Yeah. Yep. The difference was their eyes were set slightly further apart, but not the large things we typically see in illustrations, which doesn't mean that those extraterrestrials don't exist, and further that they had the lower part of their face was more heart-shaped or more pointed down by the chin. I can tell you of a third crash only in the sense that, because I don't want to jump past a whole bunch of things here, that the newspaper saw two of that crew, and they're described on the front page of the newspaper as two strange-looking men. Okay? This is for real. And it's even in the newspaper.
Go to any club in any city, and I'll find you two strange-looking men.
You got it. That's correct.
And maybe it's one of them. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, not when they have a disc that flew into the mountain and set it on fire and it got everybody upset. Okay, a third one came down and hit the north face of the Wallapai Mountain and set it on fire. And the story about that, which we'll never have time to talk about, is amazing because of what happened after they were taken to the sheriff. So anyway, the first craft was a problem for the Air Force to recover. It just so happens Camp Erwin changed its designation from infantry to armor. That is over by Barstow, California, a direct route on 66, Highway 66 to Kingman. And the first thing that happens, an M-25 tank transporter comes zipping through Little Kingman the following day. That caused the sheriff and the undersheriff to go out to the area, the only road from Phoenix, okay? And it was only graded sand.
Let me just clarify something here, okay, Harry, before we go on. I need to clarify something. Okay.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned one of your sources is, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens, who is also known in the UFO field as someone who was actively involved in UFO research.
Absolutely.
Who else can you name as a source for this information?
Say it again.
Who else other than Lieutenant Colonel Stevens?
Sure, Arthur Stansel. Arthur Stansel, who was who had a degree in physics. He had a degree. He worked at Wright-Patterson 12 years before the Air Force transferred him to Operation Upshot Knothole, the atomic bomb blast test at Frenchman Flat, Nevada.
Now, he was also a participant here. He was involved in the recovery.
And there was a 65-page report taken from him.
Yeah, Harry, he was involved in the recovery.
Bill Uhouse, and then relatives of Leonard Neal, cousins of Leonard Neal, including the aviation historian and museum curator of the Cayman Army Air Force Museum.
And you're saying basically that every one of these people was involved in this recovery?
I'm telling you that two of them were on site. That was Arthur Stansel. His alias was Fritz Werner. When the report was done with him by the esteemed and well-respected researcher Raymond Fowler, and Wendell Stevens, who these men independently gave their version without benefit of having communicated with anyone else. I also have testimony from the Reverend Short, who spoke with a doctor, a PhD out of Tucson, who was awakened in the middle of the night and transported up here to examine this. And he was connected with and had access to Project Blue Book.
Okay, and we'll get into more of this in just a moment. We have Harry Drew. We'll be hearing shortly from Ruben Yorte with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.